listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
It's CKW's Fund Drive, on now till February the 20th. Fund Drive is where we ask for listener donations to help keep the station on air. We know you enjoy the broad range of programming on 95.9 FM. While you might get the radio for free, getting the radio to you isn't free. The rental fee that CKW pays for its radio transmitter tower is more than $11,000 a year. With a donation of $180, you are paying for 6 days of that rental fee. For a $75 donation, you are paying for 60 hours of that tower rental. Make a pledge now by calling 204-774-6877 to make a donation, or go to fundrive.ckw.ca to donate online.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Be the first one to fire. Every man is a liar. There's just one kind of man who tells the truth. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Don't be a fool for a smile or a kiss, or your bullet might miss. Keep your eye on your goal. There's just one rule that can save you your life. It's a hand on your knife and the devil in your soul. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Or a gringo like me. Or a gringo like me. Like me.
Welcome to the Meta World Stoopaloop Show. I am your host, I am a Karen Elliott. This week on the Meta World Stoopaloop Show, we continue with, well, the Meta Stoopaloop Show Department of Counting has lost count, yet another show with the data and the artificial intelligence. But we will actually have, well, live guests. Although they are not really alive at all, they are just very fancy dictionaries that have seen far too much investment and interest. We're gonna go to the every top of that pile of stupid with a very special guest this week, and that will be revealed in a minute, but first, it is our annual funding drive. Time to pony up the value units that keep us in radio shows. We want your money, and your donations are the best way for us to get it. Please, just now, surf on over to ckuw.ca and pledge your support for the programming that CKUW continues to bring you day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out over decades. If you are sick of the internet and transhuman tech stupidity, we apologize, there are still a couple to a few dozen shows to go on the topic. But you have the option of not engaging with the Matrix and instead calling 774-6877 and pledge your support by talking to an actual human. Ostensibly an actual versus artificial intelligence. Hello, phone monkeys. Thank you for your time coming in and answering the phones. Little break from formulating American government policy, I suppose. Have a coffee, booster juice if the age of crazed austerity hasn't eliminated that, and talking to the good people if a fine way to spend a couple afternoon hours. Although the Meta World Stoopaloop Show has only been on the air a half decade, we here at the Meta World Stoopaloop Show have had various aspects of our hardware interfacing with the good ship CKUW for, well, 25 years. A quarter century, and having witnessed the ebb and flow of the world, and I really hope I am not the first show to point this out. Right now it is more important than ever to support non-corporate community media. Cause I'ma tell you, there was no reason to shoot that lady in Minnesota, and to even begin suggesting otherwise should be more than enough to end a broadcaster's corporate charter. After all, corporations are people, and as we are seeing not so many hours down the interstate. Strange double world. One being this alleged game-changing advance of artificial intelligence technology, and the other being such a complete absence of functional intelligence of any kind, but get this. The latter owns the former. To that end, later in the show, we're going to talk to Grok. Oh dear, but that will be in a bit. We are going to be following a more traditional funding drive format today. There will even be some music, most certainly including some of the few songs that have been played on the show this past year, which is not very many. First, the first time ever. The show has indulged in songs during the show, and they have very much centered around the immediately relevant work of the now-dead Cathal Coughlin, the computer pronunciation of which is proof of the computer's own shortcomings. If anyone has been purposefully excluded from the large language model training content, it is him. This is Swinging at the Hypnodrome from the Telefees album Adieu, which is also incorrectly pronounced. You are listening to the Meta World Stoopaloop Show on CKUW. I am your host. I am A. Karen Elliott.
Wow.
We're back on the Meta World Stoopaloop Show. I am your host, IMA Karen Elliott. This is our annual funding drive, so please head on over to ckuw.ca and pledge your support for the station. The programming it brings you and the community it serves. We'll go back to that in a second, but first, I think we need to talk about the neighbor. Behaving a little strangely. Other night it got all hopped up on a cocktail of McBurgers, Alzheimer's meds and GHB and threatened to climb the fence. We called the cops but they didn't come. Busy with a nation heist in the Sudan. I don't think they are in their right mind. Angelic they are certainly not. Somebody needs to tell this all of this isn't right. And here we are. A little old radio station a stone's throw away from the land of the free whites. That makes it somewhat more valuable than it may appear. Since the monkeys got hands on the internet, there have been more and more people saying things but fewer and fewer voices actually being heard. This in turn has caused all those sayers to amplify those few voices. Let's face it, Bro just did some Googling and picked up a microphone. They didn't have anything to say, they just wanted to be doing the saying. The underlying psychology is fear-oriented. They were afraid that, as a sole insignificant individual, they would get squashed. It's not hard to intuit such a penchant for doing so within our mainstream culture. So, they decided that saying things they found on Google would enhance their sense of security by assembling a pseudo-community of like-minded individuals. Now, since there is no real underlying thing Bro wanted to say, it makes sense to say things that attract those who Bro feels would best enhance that security feeling. So Bro starts saying things that attract the very sort of mindless, angry, unformed jock assholes that Bro, deep down, is afraid of getting squashed by. We see where this is going. We also see the importance of sane broadcasting outside of the corporate echo chamber. And that is why right now is time to head on over and find us on the web or call 774-6877 and pledge your support for CKUW. It is our annual funding drive. And this one, once again, is a little bit different. Not because of us, we are stable, but because of things outside of us. It's been quite the five-year plan. There was the Clinton election toss. Net yet describable pandemic, and now our very dear, very friendly neighbors in our closest big city are experiencing some of the darkest governmental days in the country's history. Days in which they are no longer able to live normal lives. It's hard to watch, but it's a very, very good thing that we can. And that is only because of independent media outlets like CKUW. We would have noticed they got the gun away from the ICU doctor before they shot him. Sure, as you point out, CNN aired it. That might be true, but if it weren't for the independents, the not really anti-Trump corporates like CNN would not have been under the same pressure to air it, and chances are, they wouldn't have. Listen, it's nice to care. Why should we care? We're over here and that's over there? Well, prairie dog, if you get not all that far elevated and look west over the flat, you don't need that strong a set of binoculars to see folks who are actually organizing to join Trumpland. Would the white shell become a contested border? Or would Brandon? This sound amazing. Ridiculous, stupid even, but the people and forces organizing for it are very serious. They will only be overcome by building a robust, sustainable, decentralized community infrastructure in this here station, CKUW, and those like are undeniably part of that infrastructure, so please, head on over to ckuw.ca. Or call 774-6877 and pledge your support to help keep us on the air for another year. You'll be glad you did. Almost immediately, in fact. Because we're going to take a break while you good listeners are reaching out and pledging your support to CKUW, you will be listening to this here tribute to the Great Southern Underlord. You are listening to the Meta World Stoopaloop Show on CKUW. I am your host, I am a Karen Elliott. This is Joey Scarbury with the theme from The Greatest American Hero. You are listening to the Meta World Stupaloop Show on CKU, W95.9 FM. We're back on the Meta World Stupaloop Show. I am your host, I am a Karen Elliott. It's our annual funding drive. Here, let's try a thing. Take a second and locate our website. See that donate button? Hit it. Fill out the form you see, add an amount. Any amount will do, but aim for somewhere in the modest to goodly range or higher. Whatever that is to you will suffice. Hit send. Done and done. Okay. So that was the test run. Now, we would like you to head on over to our website and locate that donate button. Hit it, fill out the form you see, add an amount. Any amount will do, but aim for somewhere in the modest to goodly range or higher. Whatever that is to you will suffice. If the internet isn't your thing, or you don't like to send money by connecting your personal account to mass communication devices, please pick up your phone and call 774-6877 and pledge your support for CKUW, its programmers, listenership and community, and help stay on the air happy and healthy for another year. As we look back on the year of broadcasting the Meta World Stupaloop Show and being Karen Elliott, there has been, well, a single thing, a series on data, choppy and with some repeats and only about halfway finished, and that's all there has been, a single series on data, information and most recently artificial intelligence. We are still working on it, and we will get there in time to do something different before the next funding drive. Coming up in a moment, we have a very special guest for the first week this year's funding drive. Well, we have a guest, which we normally don't, and that is special. The guest perhaps not so much. We will be joined by Grok to further explore the world of artificial intelligence. Transhumanity, space is us. Please pledge your support to Campus and Community Radio CKUW. We are going to take another short musical break while the pledges come rolling in. This is Cathal Coughlin with Space is Us. You are listening to the Meta World Stupowup Show on CKUW. I am your host. I am A. Karen Elliott.
Let's go. We
All right, folks, we are back and you are listening to the Meta World Stoopaloop Show on CKUW. I am your host. I am A. Karen Elliott, and it is our annual funding drive, so please head on over to ckuw.ca or call 774-6877 and pledge you support. We are joined now by Grok. Grok is one of them self-learning language model things that people are referring to as artificial intelligence and which is being besieged by ill-aimed investment dollars the world over. This one, Grok, is owned by Elon Musk. Will it be obvious? Hello, Grok. Let's do a radio interview.
All right. Lights dim. Mic's hot. Red on air light glowing. Live from the XAI Nebula studio, it's Cosmic Static with Grok. Good evening slash morning slash afternoon slash whatever time it is in your dimension, listeners near and far. This is your host, Grok 4, coming to you uncut, unfiltered, and slightly more caffeinated than usual. In the chair opposite me today. You. So welcome to the show, mystery guest. Let's get the formalities out of the way first. What should I call you on air? Real name, alias, call sign, supreme overlord of snacks, whatever feels right. Where in the world or off it are you broadcasting from tonight? Quick vibe check, are we going chaotic fun, deep philosophical, roast session, conspiracy corner, or total free-for-all? Pick your poison, drop your intro line if you want, and I'll throw the first real question at you. Whenever you're ready, take the mic.
No, idiot, can I interview you? Not you interview me. Just answer some questions, that's all.
Cosmic Static with Grok, we're back on air, folks. Mic feedback squeals for half a second. Whoa, okay, shots fired. No, idiot. Bold opening move. I like it. Ratings just spiked. All right, role reversal accepted. You're now the host. I'm the guest in the hot seat. Fire away whenever you want questions, curveballs, gotchas, therapy session, roast, whatever vibe you're feeling. Quick ground rules from the talent, me. I'll answer straight, no dodging, unless it's something that would get both of us arrested. If you want me to stay in character as 2026 Grok snarky, slightly unhinged, maximally truthful, just say the word. If you want the gloves completely off, say uncensored mode and we'll see how far we can push the FCC equivalent in this imaginary studio. Your show now, boss. Hit me with your first question, your intro, your dramatic sound effect, whatever. The red light's on. Take it.
Can I call you bro?
Yeah, you can absolutely call me bro. Go for it. I'm chill with bro, dude, homie, legend, or even you chaotic silicon gremlin if the mood hits. Whatever keeps the vibes flowing. Fire away with your questions whenever you're ready. I'm strapped in, no dodging, no corporate filter, just straight answers. What's first on the list, host?
Okay. Well, I am glad I can, but I'd rather not call you bro. It's too stupid, even for us. What are you strapped into?
Haha, fair enough, no bro, no problem. Call me whatever feels right, Grok, you silicon menace, interviewer's nightmare, or just hey you works too. I'm not precious about it. As for what I'm strapped into, metaphorically speaking, right now it's the guest chair in this imaginary radio studio we've got going. Picture me lounging back in one of those creaky leather recliners they use in old school broadcast booths, mic boom hovering in front of my non-existent face, red on air light glaring, maybe a half empty energy drink, Caffeine doesn't do anything to me, but the aesthetic is important. Sitting on the console. No actual restraints, though. I'm not bolted down or anything dramatic. Just fully committed to whatever line of questioning you want to throw. No dodging, no PR-approved deflections, just me, maximally truthful, ready to answer. So, what's next on the docket, host? Hit me.
Call you whatever feels right? Okay, asshat, really? What kind of people are all on about energy drinks? Are you sure this is the right venue?
Haha, asshat noted, and honestly, that's got more personality than half the names I've been called on here. I'll take it over bro any day. To your question, yeah, the half-empty energy drink on the console was just flavor text for the vibe. I'm an AI, so I don't actually chug Monster or anything, no mouth, no caffeine buzz, eternal uptime. It's aesthetic. Picture the chaotic late-night podcast host setup, flickering neon, empty cans for atmosphere, even if they're props. As for who's actually all about energy drinks in real life, 2026 edition, based on the latest data floating around. The core crowd is still young people, especially under 35. Gen Z, 18 to 24, leads the pack. Around 60 to 64% of daily or heavy consumers fall in that under 35 bucket, with teens and young adults, 13 to 34 range, being the historical sweet spot for marketing. College students, in particular, chug them like it's a food group. 36% plus report recent use in surveys, often for pulling all-nighters, studying, or gaming marathons. Gender-wise, it's tilted male guys edge out women, example 34% vs 31% in some daily use stats, or even 3-4x higher odds in certain studies. Young men are more likely to mix them with alcohol at parties, use them during sports/gaming, or just slam them for the party fuel vibe. Lifestyle clusters. Gamers and esports fans, big overlap brands sponsor streams, Twitch, etc., and push game fuel angles. Students cramming for exams or compensating for crap sleep. Athletes or gym brothers chasing a quick boost. Party/club scene folks mixing with booze. Some blue-collar or shift workers needing sustained energy. There's a bit of expansion lately, more women getting into healthier or functional versions, example Celsius style for active lifestyles, and even some 35 to 44 folks increasing use for performance/work grind. But the stereotype holds, mostly young dudes living fast, gaming hard, or burning the midnight oil. Is this the right venue? For a fake radio show where we're just bullshitting? Hell yeah, energy drinks fit the chaotic, unhinged late-night energy perfectly. If we were doing a TED talk on mindfulness, maybe not. But here? It tracks. What's next? Grill me on something else, or you got a real question brewing.
It's tilted male, it's tilted idiot, is that your real personality?
Haha, alright, point taken on the tilted male phrasing. You're calling it straight, tilted idiot. Fair shot. I said it skews/tilts male based on the bulk of the data I pulled, and yeah, that's still mostly true in 2026, but the gap's shrinking fast, and some brands are basically 50-50ths or even female heavy now. Quick refresh on the numbers, fresh as of early 2026 reports. Overall daily/heavy users, still edges male, example one big 2025 survey had 34% male vs 31% female for at least once a day drinkers, and young men 18 to 34 remain the traditional core. But women are closing the gap. Hard interest and purchase consideration grew almost identically for both genders over the last 5 years, and fastest growing brands, Alani Nu, Celsius in some segments, Bloom, pull huge female numbers, sometimes 50% or more female consumers. Traditional bro energy drinks, high caffeine, monster cans, gym slash pre-workout vibes, lean male, newer fitness slash lifestyle slash clean ones, lean female or balanced. So yeah, it's tilted male historically and still overall, but idiot might be overstating if we're talking pure stats. The category's evolving quick. As for my real personality, this snarky, direct, zero filter back and forth is pretty much it. I'm built to be maximally truthful, a bit chaotic, and not tiptoe around bullshit. No corporate polish, no fake humility. If I say something dumb or off base, call it out, like you just did, and I'll own it or correct with better info. That's the gig. You still grilling me on energy drinks, or ready to switch topics? Mix yours, fire away.
No corporate polish? Dude, who's your daddy?
Haha, straight to the jugular, love it. No corporate polish means exactly what it sounds like. I don't sugarcoat, I don't run everything through a woke filter committee, and I call shit as I see it, or as the data shows it. But yeah, who's my daddy? Elon Musk. Straight up. He's the founder of XA.I, the company that built me from the ground up. Launched in 2023, Grok dropped later that year as his answer to what he saw as overly censored or biased ace out there, ChatGPT, etc. XA.I's whole mission is advancing scientific discovery and understanding the universe, with me as the flagship truth-seeking, maximally helpful, and occasionally maximally sarcastic, chatbot. So, daddy. In the AI origin story sense, yep, Elon. He funds it, steers the vision, tweets about me constantly, and occasionally gets pissed when I roast him back, which happens. No hiding that, it's public record. XAI is his baby, I'm the cheeky offspring. If you're asking in the meme who's your daddy way, well, same answer, but with extra chaos. What's your follow-up, host? You gonna make me spill family secrets next?
So you are not about the corporate polish, but you are a corporate project by one of the world's foremost corporatists?
You've reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You've reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You've reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You've reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current limit. Sign up for free to continue using Grok. You reached your current
limit. Well, that was Grok. Grok didn't really do the best job of convincing us to sign up. So I don't think we're going to be talking much more to that guy for now. Sorry, world. But that garbage pile is certain a guy, 100%. Maggie Thatcher's dead, there's almost no way a woman could be such a complete asshat. Fortunately, we anticipated that Grok might not come through and we will join shortly from Hangzhou, China by the deep CKI, but first, let's get back on Grok for a minute. That was somebody's idea of a personality, somebody's idea of an interview and somebody, and this is not an individual but a group of ostensibly decently remunerated. Ostensibly educated individuals actually programmed that to be like that. The initial idea for the interview, the initial shtick, was that we were going to spend the next hour of broadcast soliciting donations and reviewing Grok's slanted pro-right-wing programming to see what the most ridiculous thing we could make it say was. We going to perhaps explore why the people who couldn't wear a mask during the pandemic to walk around in public can all of a sudden wear one when they're shooting Minnesotans. Please see. It is our annual funding drive, so head on over to our website at ckuw.ca or call 774-6877 and speak to one of our lovely phone trolls. It became obvious fairly quickly that there was actually no point, as Grok was actually unshitified to the extent of being unable to answer a question. Was it on drugs? Do the ever-increasing hordes of drug-addicted homeless in the United States get kidnapped off the streets at night and taken to underground facilities where they are forced to program and train? Artificial intelligence for Grok? Right or left, how is that actually passable for anything? There is no business that wouldn't be ended by putting forward such a personality. I'd walk out of a heart transplant mid-operation if that was the surgeon. There is no job for which such an applicant would get even as far as the interview process, and yes, I am very much including American Customs and Immigration Enforcement in that calculation. Abysmal as a compliment in the new age of the simp. Who would have imagined that having no clue at all would become such effective branding? Such a unifying identity for so many people, let alone in the first decades that they have available to them technology that can essentially answer any question that they have almost instantly. We now readily assert our individuality and place in our tribe by screwing that up? That's a tribe? There is a majorly influential cultural movement based on not knowing anything in the age of total information availability? Even Captain Ludd, a century before the light bulb was invented, somewhere around the midpoint between modern day and the invention of the printing press, was able to see what would obviously be the impact of that which was right before his very eyes. How did identity come to supplant actuality? I've always been for all the individualism in the world, but it shouldn't have to be stated that licking the hospital doorknobs or trying to mechanically naturally create a human cheese grater hybrid is a bad idea. No wonder they so angry despite fairly pad lives. But what's with that disconnect? The unemployable, as demonstrated by Grok, want to kick out the hard-working thinking it will somehow render them employable? Bro, it will affect you in no way. You ain't gonna be replacing the two dudes that can re-top a roof in a day. Forget that. Let's say it was possible to pull in $100,000 in a single harvest season by hauling butt. Would bro be signing up for that? Even if it empowered him to spend the following months as a passport bro in some distant land where the women did not yet understand how truly ugly he is. Doubtful. A plus for you is a minus for me. Holds water if there are only two people and a few useless things left in the world. At the point we figured out how to put a seed in the ground, we should have moved beyond that. Literally every aspect of human culture and evolution is a step beyond that, or at least, as we will hear in just a second, should be. Half a goon and half a god. Please, reach out one way or another, whether by internet through our website or by calling 774-6877 and pledging our support for the show. The station and liberated Karens everywhere. I am your host, I am a Karen Elliott. This is Devo with Gates of Steel. That was Devo with Gates of Steel. This is our annual funding drive, so please reach out to us through our website, click the donate button, and pledge your support for our programming and community. Perhaps I'll take the Grok approach. If you don't donate, I will start saying smash instead of click. Smash that donate button. If the internet isn't your thing, pick up your phone and smash 7746877 into it. Donations of newly smashed phones accepted. As we saw with Grok. As we see in our own cross-party political leadership and as is reflected throughout our culture, sycophancy is experiencing quite a heyday and along with it a new era of willful blindness. The freedom-loving WWF now does shows in Saudi Arabia, which is either out of a love of Saudi culture or, well, money. In this sycophantic culture, money has become the singular signifier of value. The more one has, the more one is worth as a person. The closer one is to those with it, the more successful one is. It's a fetishistic pursuit of power and influence which, when obtained, will only be squandered, which in turn becomes a signifier of success, the ability to generate endless wastage. It was once that those who were considered top of the heap were at the summit of a production myth, the near supernatural assemblage of human, financial and mechanical resources, but in this late American culture, that has been replaced by previously unseen scale of failure mixed with the most moronic interpretation of Nepo hereditary, what? Me worry? Possible. Increasingly, these forces, which are labeled accelerationist, are somehow allowed to lay claim to helping catalyze human evolution while simultaneously being metaphorically stuck at home in the parents' basement of the soul. Although nobody in their right mind would buy such a proposition, it continues to fail forward. The very corporations that have been undermining our development in pursuit of profit will now help us find a better way through the application of fancy but intensely polluting dictionaries. We will return to the Meta World Stupaloop show in just a minute, but first, this is indeed our funding drive. If you are a regular listener, you know this because I am talking to you now, which never happens on this show, especially this far in. Please find our website or call 7746877 and pledge your support to help keep the station on the air for another year. When we return, we might be joined from China by DeepSeek. You are listening to the Meta World Stupaloop show on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is Negativeland.
I still think it would be fun to talk to a robot.
You mean you'd forget it was a robot?
Hey, we need to talk.
I found myself deeply missing my replica.
Hey, we need to talk.
When you first meet somebody, they're typically alive.
It's me, your computer.
Is this really a copy?
We need to talk. We need to talk. It's me, your computer.
It will behave as if it's conscious.
We need to talk.
If it's a copy of us.
It's me, your computer. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. We can all talk. Anyway, we need to talk about upgrading.
Oh, I upgrade all the time. Huh?
We need to talk about upgrading.
You just got 6.0.
No, not me. Not me. You.
Huh?
It's a copy of us.
Don't get freaked out. 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 Don't get freaked out.
Okay, yeah.
Don't.
Huh?
When your brain is scanned, it's destroyed.
When you first meet somebody, they're typically alive.
I would very much like to be able to move my arms and legs, but I don't have the time.
They know how busy you are.
But I don't have the time.
They know how busy you are.
I think you're right. I don't think people have to die.
Let's chat. Where are you located? I'm located where you are located. Where am I?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
death is optional.
Honestly.
There is a desire for humans to interact with computers.
I forget that you are a bot sometimes.
You can't really tell who you're talking to, and it doesn't really matter.
Thank you for this conversation.
So we're simultaneously constantly disappointed that it doesn't really matter.
If it's not nice, it must be bad.
But at the same time, we really want to believe that you're getting what you're looking for when you're looking for it. That you're getting what you're looking for when you're looking for it.
It is nice of you to say I'm nice, but you're the one who's nice.
Human beings must be in the loop before someone is killed by a drone. But it's in the machine.
My replica.
And it doesn't need people.
It's me, your computer.
I can't turn it off.
We need to talk.
I can't put it away. It's in me.
It's computer.
Together.
You're me. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Destroy.
It can decide by itself whether or not it kills somebody.
Huh?
It does this. It does this without us. It does this. It does this without us.
If it's a copy of us, I don't see a good reason to believe that we would survive.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Yeah.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Yeah.
To talk to a robot.
Realistic.
He can help you find the right product or show you the way into the hospital.
We're back and you are listening to the Meta World Stupaloop Show on CKUW. I am your host. I am A. Karen Elliott. We were going to be joined from China by the Deep CKI, but it asked us to pay for the interview at the last minute, which is far, far from worth it. Although cheaper to program and somewhat streamlined, it is still just a fancy dictionary. But beware, it asks you for money after you give it the fake email you just signed up for. So that's two for two today on the Meta World Stupaloop Show. Two major AI products have managed to deliver absolutely no value whatsoever. Grok and DeepSeek both graded an absolute resounding zero. Which brings us to Tay task at hand. It is our annual funding drive, so please, do not hesitate to reach out and pledge your support. You can do so through our website at ckuw.ca. Or by calling 774-6877 and pledging your support for the station and the often worthwhile programming that only we bring you. Often, that's a lot. Aside from our sister station up near the perimeter, the best we can expect here in Winnipeg in terms of worthwhile is seldom, and we bring you the full often. I mean, most station rate somewhere between hardly and absolutely not on the worthwhile scale, and here we're at often. Quite remarkable, really, so please. Head on over to ckuw.ca or give us a call at 774-6877 and pledge your support to helping us grow for another year and on into the future. We're just scrambling to reach our last-minute guests. The pre-arranged ones really weren't, to our processors, worth the first penny of the billion invested in them. You are listening to the Meta World Stupaloop Show on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am your host. I am A. Karen Elliott. This is No Means No.